now, is Dave an a-hole?
Yeah, so as I said in the tease, and I'll reset quickly, every once in a while you get in a situation where you have a visceral reaction, and then in retrospect, you think about the situation, you think about what happened, and it's not exactly clear whether you were in the right or in the wrong. At the time, you certainly felt like you were well within your rights to respond the way you did. But then afterwards, and you think about it, and you're like, man, was I the a-hole, or were they the a-hole?
Yes.
Or were we both a-holes? So a couple weekends ago, I guess it was last weekend, I had a divorced daddy lunch with my daughter at McDonald's. You know, she, like most kids, if you give her the choice, she will either go to Chick-fil-A or McDonald's.
Is that how that works?
Yeah.
What, is it Happy Meal a player still? Like, how old is your little baby?
She is closing in on six. She'll be six in January. She just started kindergarten.
So is that like fast food wheelhouse?
Yeah. Well, basically, there's two factors at work. One is kids love chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets.
And two, kids love places that have playgrounds.
Okay.
So, I mean, not every McDonald's or every Chick-fil-A has a playground, but a lot of them do. And so, especially when you're a divorced daddy and you need activities, you know, letting them go blow off some steam and climb through the tunnels and go down the slides at the playland.
Yeah.
That's, you know, it's a good use of time.
How long are we looking at here? Like, what's your time commitment?
Well, I mean, you know, probably
like if you
20...
handed me a baby, well, not a baby, a kid, I would be like, I don't know, what do we do? Do you want to watch me play video games? Is this a good option?
Right.
Like, how do we do this?
Do you like watching Call of Duty?
Right. You want to ride around in the golf cart? You can pretend you're driving a little bit. Like, let's do all the things that I want to do.
Right. Yeah. No, you have to try and be somewhat equitable, not just have them be a passenger in your life.
Golf cart of life.
Right.
Hey, Luz, look at my little caddy. Who's my little caddy? Then I chunk him. It's like, MF! MF!
Give me another club!
Give me another club. Another ball! You're the worst. And be quiet.
Right. Where's that sleeve of balls I gave you?
You're fired. Just sitting by a ball washer. And be like, I'll pick you up later. You're ruining my stuff.
Maybe the cart girl will let you ride around with her for a while.
Just plop her in with the cart girl. Hey, who's having fun? Yeah, I don't know how to.
You need a helper?
I do not know how to dad.
Yeah. Well, you need to.
Cannot dad.
You need to placate them with crap they want to do sometimes. And the lunch date at McDonald's or Chick-fil-A on the weekend, you know, you're looking at, you know, 20 minutes or so of eating, and then maybe 45 minutes to an hour of them playing and you looking at your phone.
Not bad. That's not a bad little day.
Yeah.
Especially if you get to eat hamburgers.
You know, I see.
Are you taking it easy, or what are you doing?
No, I always steer her towards the Chick-fil-A just because I don't know.
Are you going grilled there, or are you getting original?
Oh, original, bro.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm no, like, health nut. I'm just saying I just prefer that version of fast food. I just feel dirty and disgusting if I eat anything at McDonald's.
No, not me. We're not supposed to talk about
it. Oh, sorry.
I don't know.
But I love McDonald's.
Yeah.
It's so great. And
nice kick save.
Their new buttermilk chicken sounds delicious.
Kick save and a beauty. All right, so what do you got?
So last weekend, she's playing in the playland.
Yeah.
And I am looking at my phone.
Yeah.
And she comes running out, tears in her eyes.
Oh, God.
And comes over, and she says, Daddy, somebody hurt me. And I said, well, what happened? You know, because sometimes, especially little girls, just overreact,
yeah,
make something out of nothing.
Sure.
So I'm like, well, what happened? And she said, well, there's a boy in there, and he's hitting me.
Okay.
And I said, okay, well, I'm sure he didn't mean it. And I said, why don't you, when you're ready, you go back in there. I'll watch, and if something happens, I'll talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
And so she goes back in there, and they in the playland, you know, they're all pretty much the same. They have platforms. Mm-hmm. You know, you climb up on one platform, then you climb back the other way to the other platform. Instead of like stairs or a ladder, it's mm-hmm. just, you know, going platform to platform to get to the top.
Okay.
So she starts going up these platforms, and then there's a kid, a little boy, like on the third platform. And so she's on the second, and she's trying to climb up to the third to go past him to go up to the top and crawl through the tunnels and go down the slide. And I'm looking, and as she's trying to climb up onto that third platform, he takes his heel and plants it in the middle of her forehead and pushes her back down on the second level.
No. He's wearing a shoe and just...
No, you're barefoot or socks.
Okay, so but his foot.
Yeah, but he plants his foot on her forehead and shoves her down. Like, you're not getting up here.
Hell no. You should RKO him out of nowhere.
So I jump up, like adrenaline pumping.
Yeah.
I jump up out of my seat and go over there. And, you know, so the side of the playland is like mesh.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And so I walk up there and I'm like, excuse me, no, sir. I said, no, sir. I said, you do not hit my daughter. You need to behave. You need to treat people with respect.
Uh-huh.
You know, I just,
boom.
I didn't cuss, but I had a very stern tone, and I was defending my daughter, and I was, you know, just saying very adult, sensible things, right?
Yeah.
And so he kind of cowers, and...
He didn't say you need to chill out?
No, he's probably my daughter's age or maybe even younger, you know, he's probably 4 or 5.
Okay.
So he kind of cowers, and so my daughter goes and climbs up past him. And I turn around, and there's this guy in a booth. I have no idea whose kid this is.
Yeah, of course.
And so I turn around, and there's this guy.
275 plus pounds.
No, he's probably...
He's fat.
No, he's probably my height.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's over 6 foot. And he's probably in better shape than me. He looks like the kind of guy who every time he gets a big commission check, he goes out and buys a new driver.
Hell yeah.
Like he's totally crushing it in medical sales, and he drives a 7 series.
Right.
He was a total doucher.
Mm-hmm.
Like just a real just yuppie doucher. Like, not a bro doucher, like a yuppie doucher.
Was he doing the same thing, though, just staring at his phone? Like,
yeah, he was just sitting there, you know, reading a book or looking at his phone or something.
Okay.
Or poring over TPS reports.
Right.
And so he looks at me, and he's like, what's going on? And I said...
like, cool or aggressive?
No, he was just, like, assessing the situation. He's like, what's going on? And I said, this little boy, was pushing my daughter. And he was like, well, that's my son. And I said, okay, well, can you not have him push my daughter? And he was like, they're kids. He's like, that's how kids learn.
Why did you say pushing? Because kick to the forehead.
Well, I wasn't trying to, like, you know, be, speak in hyperbole and make it sound like it was some heinous crime, the anus.
I imagine that's a pretty volatile thing, like the whole kid defense, and like it's probably quick to boil over.
Right.
Like, you're going to get mad if this kid is brogue kicking your daughter, but, and then for him to be immediately...
He didn't see what happened.
Okay, so did you then explain? Like, hey, I mean, hit her multiple times, and then he kicked her.
Yeah, so I'm going, and I sit back down. So we're kind of, maybe 15 feet apart at different booths,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, he's staring daggers at me. And he's like, well, don't talk to my son like that.
Oh, God. See?
And I was like,
did you say he kicked my daughter in the face? What am I supposed to do, bro?
Right. I said, I didn't know whose kid that was. Now that I know that's your kid, I will talk to you if something happens.
Right.
But at that moment, I didn't know whose kid that was, and I was defending my daughter. And he was like, they're just playing. And I said, no, they weren't. And he's like, again, he says, that's just how kids learn. And I said, by bullying? By hurting each other? I was like, that's ridiculous. And he was like, well, you just need to step back and leave my kid alone. And I said, well, I will if you keep control of yours. And so then he's just staring at me.
Was he open carry?
I don't know. He's just staring at me. And I'm staring back. I don't want to break eye contact.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How long?
I don't know. Like 30 seconds.
Whoa, come on. No way.
20 seconds.
Okay. Probably 12, but it felt like forever.
Yeah, it felt like forever.
Okay.
So it was
eight,
like,
probably
you know,
eight,
like
eight
the
seconds.
Second hand is like.
8 seconds. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Every right. second.
And so then he's looking at me and he's like, what do you want to do? Like borderline saying, you want to step outside of this McDonald's playland? And so I look at him and I'm like, I want you to quit staring at me and I want this conversation to be over. And he was like, all right. And I was like, okay, quit looking at me. So then he turned.
Sounds like the weirdest thing, but I think you're right. Cause it's like, I know it's a simple thing, but it is a man to man thing. If you're staring, you're like, stop.
Yeah. And so then he yes. finally, he breaks eye contact and I turn away and I'm back on my phone and I make a point to never look back in his direction. And at some point there are no other issues with the kids. And at some point he grabs his kid and they leave and there's no further interaction. And then, you know, shortly after my daughter was done and we left. So there was no like violent apex to the confrontation.
Right.
It all just dissipated after that first moment.
Yeah.
But then afterwards, you know, I was thinking, God, I mean, was I out of line, like, running up and scolding that kid? Or should I have, like, looked to the parents in the room and be like, you know, I'm sorry, whose boy is this? You know, did I do it right or not?
Again, not good.
Am I the a-hole? Is he the a-hole? Are we both a-holes?
Hearing your side of the story, he's absolutely the a-hole because it seemed like he was trying to be aggressive and dismissing what you saw. Again, it really comes down to this boot to the forehead, like it, well, because
he,
there is
he's
some
raising a bully.
Okay, that's exactly. Then you're 100% right. Like it's what you construe to be aggressive versus play. Like I wasn't there, so I don't know, and I didn't see it. But like there is some level of wrestling and like that I think is okay, like kids playing. But
well,
again, you saw,
especially if they're friends or if they're both boys.
Yes,
a girl that you have never met before. That you're playing with the first time, you're complete strangers?
Totally on your side. Especially if he really did, like, boot her in the head.
Well, and I didn't even see what happened the first time that made her cry and run over to me.
Right.
I mean, it could have been worse.
But see, look, I think, and it sounds like you did pretty good, but I'm very much into explaining the facts here. And if he's going to really bow up or try to be tough about
Whoa.
It. No, I didn't say I'm excited. I caught it. It's fine. If he's going to try to be tough about it. I mean, you're eloquent enough to be like, excuse me, what should I be doing here? Because my daughter came running up to me crying, saying a guy punched her or is hurting her. And then I looked up there and I watched him boot her in the face. So explain to me your side now.
Right.
And get your ass up there and tell your kid to stop being an idiot.
Right.
Which apparently he's learning from you.
Right. And his side is kids will be kids.
Okay,
that's how kids learn.
That might apply if there's a little grab ass in wrestling or whatever, but not when I look up there and I saw him put the heel of his foot on her forehead, and he's a girl, or she's a girl, and he's a boy.
Right.
But, dude, you have every – you were totally right.
Okay, good. High five.
I love you stared him down for 8 full seconds.
Damn.
It was at least 15.
It was not 15, I'm telling you. It's like kiss time equivalent or hug time equivalent. It's all screwed up.
All right, 10 seconds. Give me 10 seconds.
Ready, go.
It was at least 10.
Five is long right there. It was longer than that, and you're just... That's
okay, all right. It was like 7 seconds.
Okay.
like how that's my, what I want from the story. I know. Break it down to a lower.
It was. At first, it was 30. Dude. Then it was 20. Then it was 50. Now it's
7. I'm with you. I do not know how to dad, but dude, you really the real issue here was that Mayor McCheese was not around to moderate this.
Yeah.
He needed to just kick the kitchen door open and run out there and mediate the situation.
Who is the constable? The McDonald's constable that had like the billy club and the big hat.
I don't know who he was. Not Grimace.
No.
Grimace was my guy, and obviously the hamburger.
Am I making that up? Was there a constable?
Is that Mayor McCheese though?
No. Mayor McCheese had the giant head.
The whole burger head.
Who didn't Peter Griffin take a bite out of his head at one point, or maybe it was Homer.
Captain Crook. Is that who that was?
I don't know. But there were no McDonald's authorities there to break it up.
Oh, look, we did again.